Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn in for all your chamber events. Just what do you go to? Simply go to durangobusiness.org. Tiffany Lee, County Clerk and Recorder, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
You know, I'm doing really well. If I was any better, I'd have a twin. You know, next chapter in my life starting. It's absolutely awesome.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. There's always great things ahead. No matter what you might think.
Like an election.
Oh, good segue. Look at you. You just like shift gears and, you know, here, let's switch sides.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can be over here and then you can, you know, run the interview.
Sure.
Okay. Let's talk elections. So we have one coming up.
We do.
And what's on this election's ballot?
So November 2nd's election ballot will have all three school districts.
Okay.
Board of directors, candidates. And so that's Bayfield, Ignacio, and Durango.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have three statewide ballot questions, and that's it.
That's it. So
that's
it's off year, as they say. And then who will get these ballots? Every registered voter?
Every registered voter in La Plata County, as long as your address is correct.
Okay. And let's say if you've moved recently, like my situation or whatever, what do I need to do to make sure that I get my ballot?
The easiest way is to go on to govotecolorado.gov.
Go vote Colorado.
So govotecolorado.gov.
Okay.
And you can look at your voter registration information, or you can register to vote for the first time, or you can update your address. So, like for your circumstance, if mm-hmm. you have a different mailing address or what have you,
sure.
then you can go on, update it. You can do that all the way up until 8 days prior to the election and still get a mail ballot.
Okay. Now, what if I just want to show up because I want to get the little I voted sticker?
You can do that. You can go into a voter service mm-hmm. and polling center. You can go on my website to see the specific days and times. However, we will be open in my office in Bodo.
Yep.
At 679 Turner Drive, the Bayfield Town Hall, and Fort Lewis College are all sites that anybody can go into. You can register to vote there, update your address, get a mail ballot or replacement ballot, mm-hmm. or you can vote in person. And we also have ADA equipment there if voters need assistance.
Okay. And then I want to ask, too, now, because of everything that's happened up in Mesa County, you know, and the security things and all of that, what do we have here in La Plata County to ensure the voters that, you know, we're not going to get hacked, we're not going to have some breach of security, all of those things? What do you have in place to make sure that does not happen?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it is a very isolated case in Mesa County. It did not impact any other Colorado counties. It was specifically in that particular office, and it still is under investigation. So as far as for my office, we do require video surveillance is on constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We have secure access into all the different election rooms, so like where our server is held, and there's very restricted access on who has ability to get into those rooms. We also do everything in bipartisan teams. So we have Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliateds working together to do every step of the process from testing the ballots, which mm-hmm. we did previously, like last week, to the actual receiving them, signature verification, opening them, tabulating them, and then at the end of the election, we do an audit. It's called a risk limiting audit.
Okay.
And so we're doing all of those things with many people involved, and again, always using bipartisan teams of election judges to do the work.
Now, and I've asked you this over and over and over, maybe not on this show, a chamber chat, but comparing the signatures.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do look at every single one. Well, and I have to say, I was talking about this to somebody once earlier this summer, and they said, actually, Jack, I was contacted. Then they admitted, they said, my wife signed my, and it got flagged. So mm-hmm. you are checking every signature.
We do. And so it's not me personally.
Right.
So it has to be the election judges. Again, that particular responsibility is a Republican and a Democrat. And yes, we look at every single signature and compare it to your most recent signature on record. We also have history of everything you've done in our office as far as voter registration from 2008 forward. So anytime you registered to vote, your driver's license signature, your mail ballot envelope, we scan every one of those, so we capture that most recent signature.
Right.
So we have a history of what your signature looks like. And people say, oh, mine changes all the time. Well, there's still consistent markings.
Scribbles, like
yeah. Sure. You're still going to have similar slant.
Right.
You know, spacing, the way you cross your T, dot your I, all those kinds of things are still pretty consistent. But like you were saying, whoever let you know that they did have their signature question, it's we will contact that voter. It's not just thrown away. And they have until 8 days after the election even. It's called the cure process. So they need to respond to our letter. It's very important. You also can, will be notified on an app, on a text app, if we have your email or a text that you can sign up for that information. And we'll let you know that way, and you can immediately respond to us through that application as well. But you have to, you know, sign an affidavit and give us a form of ID to say, yes, I swear I signed that envelope. Yeah. And that is the only way we can actually process that ballot. It gets held until then.
And if you don't respond, then it's kicked out?
It
not counted?
It's not counted. If you don't respond within that, by the 8 days after the election, then you're going to get another letter. And if you don't respond after that, then I have to submit those voters to the DA. And the district attorney takes it very seriously, and all district attorneys in Colorado, they are required to follow up and find out why, number one, you didn't respond, and then what the reason was, and, you know, depending on the outcome, it really goes into their hands at that time.
And what are, I mean, can charges be brought?
Yes,
I mean, is it
absolutely.
Voter fraud? Is that a felony?
It is a felony.
Oh, wow. That's serious.
It's very serious.
I will make sure that I always sign the back of that envelope.
Sign and only sign for yourself.
Yes.
You can't, if your kids are in college or your spouse is at work or what have you, we still have to have them sign and vote their own ballot.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, along that, have you already, mailed out the military ballots and absentee?
Military and overseas.
Overseas,
so,
that's
yeah, overseas.
Okay.
So our voters that are outside of the United States, those go out 45 days prior to an election. That's federal law, so all states do that.
Okay.
And then the other ballots go out the week of October 11th.
Okay, so right, yeah, it's coming up.
Yep.
This week.
Right around the corner.
We're pre-recording this, like today, if I do my math right.
Yeah.
Because we're pre-recording this a week in advance, so next Monday is the 11th.
Okay.
So those are going out.
They're going out.
Well, and I want to say, too, it's so important, especially at the, you know, school district levels. I mean, this is where you have to get involved and make sure that your voice is heard.
Yes, it's really important. Every election is important. But what's sad to me is that these types of elections, you know, we're hoping for a 35 to 40% turnout, which to me is really, really sad, because it's such a huge impact.
Oh, huge.
You know, we're talking our youth, and those are big decisions that the school board makes. And then also the state questions are always important. And you can go on to the website now, my website, to see a sample ballot. But again, you're going to have them in the mail, you know, really soon. And then the blue books will be coming out for the state questions.
Well, and I have to say that is what I like, what I personally like about the mail-in ballot, because I get the ballot at home. I can sit and study it. I can look at the blue book. I can compare what I like, what I dislike, and actually feel like I'm doing my homework and not just going, oh, yeah, I saw that person holding the sign on the corner.
Yep, you can be informed.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned kids, and I'm going to talk about Boys and Girls Club, because it's not like you aren't busy enough. You're the president of the Boys and Girls Club Board of Directors.
Correct.
And how long have you served in that capacity?
As the chair, I've for the last 2 years. So my term ends in January.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was vice chair. And then I've been on the board as a whole since 2015.
Wow.
And yeah, Boys and Girls Club is just awesome. And we're doing great things for the youth of La Plata County. So anybody that's interested in learning more about the club, you know, getting your kids enrolled in the club or donating to the club, you can go onto the website. And
it's like BGC LPC or BGC La Plata.
BGC La Plata.
.org.
.org. You got it.
And you have a, you know, you have a personal connection too to the Boys and Girls Club, right?
I do. All three of my kids went through the club. I was a single mom for a while, and absolutely, my kids chose to be there versus any other types of programs, and loved it. And they, you know, they, it. We always say it takes one adult to change a child's life, and it's usually not the parent. It's usually somebody else that they just find, and that absolutely happened for my kids at the club, and it gave them the opportunity to gain really great leadership skills, tech skills, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Art. My daughter got really involved in the art program, and it also allowed me to work as a single mom and advance my career. And it's just an awesome program. We don't turn any child away. For financial reasons. We will make sure that because of the awesome community membership and all the donors, we're able to give them the opportunity to be there. But again, we got to keep that momentum up. And so if you are able to donate anything, monthly donors, we love, because our board can, you know, budget really well with a monthly donation. And for somebody like myself that's on a budget, you know, I can do my piece each month and not even have to think twice about it. And, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get a raise, then hey, why not advance, you know, a little bit more to them and pay it forward and help our youth.
Well, and I do think that, you know, Boys and Girls Club, and Vaughn Morris does an incredible job running the Boys and Girls Club. He's on my board, and he, if I could clone him and have every board member, not my other board members are, you know, bad by any means, but he just volunteers all the time to be on every committee. He really, really scrutinizes the budget. He looks at the financials, and yeah, so you guys have an incredible leader running the Boys and Girls Club, and he's been there since it opened.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. A lot of CEOs are not, you know, don't stay that long, and he has stayed the whole time, and he loves what he does, and he does a ton for the community.
So we've got a few minutes left. What do you do for fun? I'm just curious, because you're an elected official. You are highly involved in the boy. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I want to say like 6 hours a week, it seems like you're dedicating to Boys and Girls Club, minimum.
For sure, yes.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but it is fun, and it gives me purpose, and I love being an elected official in La Plata County and serving the public in the clerk and recorder capacity, which I spend a lot of time doing. Mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club, and what else do I do for fun? You know, I'm hoping to get there, but I love to go four-wheeling, hiking, horseback riding, because I have, you know, that's something I love, spending time on my property. Been very fortunate to have an awesome place to live, and just this whole community doing lots of, like, this last week, you know, or whatever, week and a half ago, hanging out at the Cowboy Gathering and doing a ton of different community events. I think it's just fun. We have an awesome place. Yeah.
Cool. Well,
so get out.
Yeah.
Your ballots are coming in the mail. You're welcome to use a drop site, which I encourage. We have six of them, the new one at the fairgrounds, 24 hours a day. Or put it in the mail, but don't mail it past 8 days prior to the election. Right. Or come into a voter service center if you choose not to use your mail ballot, which is just fine, and vote in person.
You know, you've done these interviews a few times. You just brought that right back around.
I did. I might steal your job, right?
You know, there are days you could have it, Tiffany. There definitely are days I'd be like, here are the keys to the chamber, and it's all yours. Yeah. You know, and in all seriousness, though, we got about a minute left. I just want to say, because a lot of times people think, oh, I could do that job. And there's so many things behind the scenes. How many employees do you have?
18.
18. And you do motor vehicle registration, license plates, you do marriage licenses, you do any kind of record, land search stuff. I mean, that's all
anything
under
land.
That's all under your jurisdiction.
It is.
And so, I'm forgetting things. And voters. I mean, obviously, then voting as well.
Voter registry. Yeah, all of that. And we work with all the special districts. If they're going to do their own election, we help them. We do at least 3 to 4 elections a year between the municipal, special districts, LPEA, coordinated election like this year. So our office is crazy busy. I have two branches, one in Durango, obviously, and then in Bayfield. We're open 2 days a week for vehicle registration and titling.
And you're also on the state board. You're the state president for the Clerks Association?
I'm past president. So past I was president, president last year for Extra Fun in 2020. So I'm past president of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
All right. If anybody needs to find out anything, you know, what's your website?
LaPlataCountyClerk.org.
LaPlataCountyClerk.org. I'm assuming that's all one word?
It is.
All right. Well, Tiffany, get back to work.
All right. Thanks for having me. And voters, call if you have questions go on the website our contact information is there.
All right. Well, we got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And again, LaPlataCountyClerk.org.
You got it.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks, we'll send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.